The gap between rich and poor has dramatically widened in Argentina since the economic collapse in January. According to government figures, the top 10% of Argentines makes a record 50 times more than the bottom 10%. The result is an increasingly desperate underclass and growing anger at the privileges enjoyed by the elite. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
In Argentina these days, the fastest growing occupation is garbage scavenging. There have always been people here who make their living collecting cardboard and old newspapers, but now there are legions. Pepe Cordoba is a longtime paper collector who now runs a small recycling cooperative in the provincial town of Lomas de Zamora. He says the number of scrap and cardboard collectors in this area has quintupled. Before the economic crisis, it was just men who were collecting this stuff, Cordoba says. Now it's whole families, women and children. Outside Cordoba's co-op, they're lining up with handcarts filled with newspapers, cardboard, and rusty scrap metal. Alberto Jimenez is a scowling man in his mid-40s. He has an agronomy degree, and he used to have his own landscaping business, until the crash 7 months ago. Now he's one of the thousands of newly poor competing for the trash.
In my brief experience as a cardboard collector, there have been times when I almost got into fights over some old piece of scrap.
This new army of recyclers has had an effect on the Argentine landscape, as abandoned cars and industrial refuse slowly disappear from roadsides and vacant lots. Jimenez says the work earns him about $4 a day, on which he's trying to support 7 kids.
We have to try to survive somehow, but always within the bounds of what's legal, something our political leaders certainly haven't taught us. Our leaders are a gang of crooks.
Jimenez may be scrupulous, but others aren't. As the crisis deepens, people have taken to swiping copper phone wires, metal sewer grates, even the commemorative plaques on monuments, which are melted down in shady recycling centers. There's been a spike in violent crime, too. Murders and so-called express kidnappings are on the rise, and Argentines who still have money are petrified of poor neighborhoods. This fear has further isolated slums such as La Cava. About an hour upriver from Buenos Aires, La Cava is the kind of place that taxi drivers refuse to enter. It's a squatter settlement that's turned permanent, single-story brick houses crammed together along medieval-sized streets, too narrow for anything more than a motorcycle. And this is the good side of town. Jimena Parra, a resident and community organizer, points to the shacks that have sprung up just across the road. Most of those houses are built of wood, cardboard, and tin, she says. In effect, La Cava has grown its own slum. She says the new shacks appeared in the months since the financial collapse, and most of the newcomers are Bolivians, Peruvians, and other foreigners who immigrated to Argentina during the good times. Parra herself is Chilean. She arrived years ago hoping to build a better life for herself.
Pensé tener una casita como la gente.
I thought I might have a little house like other people do, she says, and maybe be able to take a bath 2 or 3 times a week. She says she's come close to her goal, even renting a real apartment, but then the economic crisis brought her back to La Cava. She shares a one-room shack with her husband, mother-in-law, and newborn baby. Any money they have goes to buying diapers and formula. She says the adults limit their diet to plain bread and tea. But even as the misery grows in the slums and provinces, there are still plenty of Argentines living the good life, especially in the capital, Buenos Aires. And no place is more reviled as a source of illegitimate wealth and privilege than the Congress building. As recently as a few months ago, this monumentally gloomy building was relatively open to journalists and the public. Now a bunker mentality has set in, and reporters have to plead for special permission to get close to the senators and representatives. A big reason is the so-called special state pensions enjoyed by almost 10,000 former public servants. Sonia Halfin is a radio reporter running a campaign to limit the size of the pensions.
Hay muchísimos casos de, por ejemplo, legisladores que ocuparon ese puesto solamente por.
There are many cases of former legislators who held office for less than a year, and yet they collect pensions of more than $2,200 a month. There are judges and ministers who get these pensions after just a few months' work.
The Association of Retired Lawmakers refuses to give interviews on the subject, perhaps in recognition of the public anger over the pensions. 500,000 people recently signed a petition demanding limits on the pensions, a proposal now before Congress. Halfin says in normal times the legislation would die in committee, but these days, she says, it stands a real chance, given the growing tension between Argentina's haves and have-nots. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.